As part of an ongoing effort to make your org more secure, a critical update described in this release note will be enforced in the Winter 21 release. This may affect your org, and you should take preventative action by August 8, 2020. Some background. The Edora-enabled annotation enables client and server-side access to an Apex controller method. Providing this annotation makes your methods available to your Lightning components, both Lightning Web components and Aura components. Only methods with this annotation are exposed. So what's new? Prior to the critical update, your Lightning components just worked. No extra steps necessary. With the update, you are required to specify which users can access Apex classes containing those Edora-enabled methods. Those class permissions are granted via profiles or permission sets. Let's take a look at what would happen using the Apex imperative method Lightning Web component from the LWC Recipes app once the critical update is activated. The Apex imperative method component calls an Apex method that queries and returns a list of 10 contacts, and then simply displays those contacts. Here is a slimmed down version of the code. We'll skip the HTML as it's not relevant to our scenario, and we'll make one minor addition. We'll log any server-side error to the console. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note the Edora-enabled annotation on the getContactList method in the Apex controller. Once the critical update is activated, if the running user does not have access to the contact controller class, the method call will fail and your app will unceremoniously crash. Let's open up the Chrome Developer Console and see what gets logged. Well, that couldn't be much clearer. The user must be granted access to the contact controller class via their profile or a permission set. But there are so many classes with Edora-enabled methods. How can I keep track of who has access to what? We want to make it easy for you to monitor all of your Apex classes with Edora-enabled methods, understand which profiles and permission sets have access to what, and you'll be able to add or remove those permissions as you see fit. To that end, we've whipped up the fully open-source Edora-enabled scanner. https://github.com/forsa.com/Edora-enabled-scanner. Simply install the unlock package by visiting the following URL. https://mydomain.lightning.force.com/packaging/install/package.apex?mark P0=04TB00000D26UYAC, where my domain is the name of your custom Salesforce domain. In a sandbox or scratch org, you can also push the Edora-enabled scanner code repository into your org using the IDE of your choice. Then launch the app by heading on over to https://mydomainlightning.force.com/c/Edora-enabled-scanner.app. The Edora-enabled scanner requires you to have the Edora-enabled scanner user permission set. You'll be prompted to assign it if you haven't done so. The Section 1 sidebar lists all the Apex classes in your org that contain one or more Edora-enabled methods. A red flag next to a class means that not a single profile or permission set has been granted access to that class. You'll want to check those first. Clicking on a class will populate Sections 2 and 3. Section 2 highlights all the profiles and permission sets that currently have access to the selected class. You can modify those selections as you see fit. Finally, Section 3 displays the code of the selected class, so you can get an idea of just what you're granting access to. Security is paramount to your organization. We hope the Edora-enabled scanner is one more helpful tool in your tool belt to help enforce it. Important: at time of publication, August 3, 2020, there are some limitations affecting this update in managed packages. If the managed package is installed as install for all users, then the Apex class permissions are provided implicitly to all users. Due to a known issue, the Apex class permissions can only be taken off with enhanced profile interface. If the managed package is installed as install for admins only, then you need to make sure Apex class permissions are provided. For public classes, you need to use a permission set when enhanced profile interface is turned off. Public class from managed package appears under Apex access for profiles only when enhanced profile interface is turned on, known issue. For global classes, you can either use a permission set, recommended, or a profile. About the authors. Tyler Clark is a lead platform developer at Salesforce. He creates interactive applications that make Salesforce employees more productive. You can follow him on Twitter at Tyler Clark. David Cohen is a lead platform developer at Salesforce focusing on internal applications. One day he slipped, hit his head on the sink, and came up with the schedule O-Matic 9000. David has only tweeted once and it was a retweet, but you can still follow him at David's Twit Thing.